Julie Eyhausen spent 8 years attending nearly every meeting before she was elected to the school board. Class sizes and budget issues were the two primary reasons Eyhausen ran for school board. She says she ran on a platform of fiscal responsibility. She resigned from her seat about 11 months shy of her term ending. One of the reasons she's leaving is her concern with spending. She says that by 2020, the board will have increased the budget by at least $11 million.
No, the first year I was on the board, that was the actually the first year in a long time that we had a balanced budget where we actually spent what we brought in. We didn't overspend. The following year, the budget went up and it continues to go up. We're going to be looking as a community. We just need to be aware of this. We are going to be having a $5 million tax increase this year, and we will be having a subsequent $5 million tax increase next year. We then will be looking at negotiation, because the contracts that we have will be up for renegotiation. And we're looking at about a $1.5 million tax increase with no change in compensation.
Eyhausen supported the teacher pay raises, but she told KPCW's Leslie Thatcher that the $8,000 increase to salaries for each administrator, licensed staff, and educator will be difficult to sustain.
And it wasn't just the teachers that got it. It was across the board. Every single administrator, every single licensed person in the district received the $8,000.
Right. So are you saying that we can't afford that?
I know in my household, I really don't want my taxes to go up $500 to $600 a year.
And that's what we'll see on, over the next 3 years.
Huh? At least that much, yes.
Eyhausen supports the new counseling and intervention hires approved last year, but she feels the board is hyper-focused on students categorized as special needs. She says only 7 of the 30 full-time positions are teachers.
I have a hard time understanding why a district that has had about 5,000 students and still has about 5,000 students needs to add over 30 full-time positions.
Eyhausen has her own concerns with how the school board functions, but she says people can look at the turnover and decide for themselves.
I guess I would say there is a reason that 2 school board presidents not only resigned from the presidency of the school board, but resigned completely from the board since January. There is a reason that we have 6 high-level positions that are open that have been vacated in that same amount of time. Just the fact that we have to replace our high school principal truly for, you know, it's a health reason. That's an issue that nobody had any control over. That's a big job. To add to that, our superintendent, our curriculum director, the fact that we haven't hired an elementary curriculum director, though that was budgeted for, but we can't get anyone. Actually, our curriculum director that's retiring, she's actually retiring an entire year earlier than what she had previously announced. Our HR director is going to retire early, and our special ed person has now also left. She left mid-year. I just think the community needs to draw their own conclusion, but there's a reason that people are leaving.
She says the board has agreed to governance training, which will bring in officials from the city and county as mentors.
I think it's very difficult to be relatively new to an organization and not really completely understand what your role is. And there is a learning curve. I do think training is the only way out of that. There's a difference between being a governing board and being an administrator of a district.
Eyhausen is disappointed that start time changes replacing Treasure Mountain Junior High and building a new elementary school have been put on the back burner.
I honestly don't know. I don't know why the Treasure Mountain situation is not on the front burner. For me, it still is on the front burner. We are shoveling money into there to maintain it. I don't know why the subject of trailers at almost all of our schools is not a discussion matter. For me, it is a discussion matter. I can tell you, if I had kids right now in school, that would be something I was talking about. Trailers are not, I don't care what you call them, learning cottages, whatever. They are not the most conducive to learning environment or to an inclusive environment for a school.
And even recent reports about the safety of them, which we need to look into.
Eyhausen says it's going to be difficult to replace Superintendent Ember Conley, not to mention all the other open positions on the executive team.
I would just say that it takes a while to turn a boat, and Dr. Conley has in my mind, finally got our ship pointed in a correct direction. Our scores are up. We're being recognized significantly more. We have a superintendent who is nationally recognized, state recognized. I'm not exactly sure what we're missing, what it is that we're looking for. So I just hope we don't lose that steam. I mean, if you're looking for the job as a superintendent, not only do you come in to a brand new community, to a district that you need to run, you also come in needing to replace almost 80% of your cabinet.
Eyhausen says she's loved her service to the district and wishes the new board success. Her resignation is effective February 5th. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.